You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, I am Julie Marica, the host of the Daily Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Each bite-sized episode is less than 10 minutes long, so you can pair it with a good habit if you want, like flossing or making your damn bed, or you can just tune in whenever it feels right and you need a little jump start. We are all consuming a ton of content every single day, so why not start your mornings off with something a little more optimistic, realistic, and approachable? I am sure to include a lot of actionable tips and tricks to make starting your day and life in general just a bit easier and more enjoyable. The goal is to help you get out of bed so you can start making it. So check out Make Your Damn Bed podcast today wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Here's a program from our archives. In the 1980s, worldwide reports of declining or even disappearing amphibian populations led to the creation of the North American Amphibian Monitoring Program. To find out if we are indeed losing any of our frogs, toads, newts, and salamanders, every year in many states throughout the country, teams of volunteers are helping to keep track of them. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're in central Maine, tagging along on one of the 62 routes which volunteers traverse every spring, monitoring the numbers of amphibians at set locations. The way they get a handle on the numbers of frogs or toads at each location is by listening to their calls. Aram Calhoun, coordinator of Maine's Amphibian Monitoring Program, tells us more.
Routes are generally 10 to 13 miles in length. They are driven by a car after dusk, and there are 12 stops on each route. The stops are all at wetlands. The volunteers will stop at each of the 12 stops, let about a minute or two go by to get rid of the sounds of the car and the interruption, listen for 3 minutes, record presence and absence of the amphibians singing, and then go on to the next stop. Volunteers write down a code on a data sheet, and we have three numbers that they record. One is when you have very little activity. A number two refers to amphibians calling, but you can still pick out the individuals, so you could actually count and say, yes, I think there's six frogs singing. And a code three means there's a full chorus and there's no way you can count individuals. It's just an eruption of noise from the amphibians.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.